Elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, Rabbil alemin. Estağfurullah, estağfurullah, estağfurullah, ellezî lâ ilâhe illâhu el-hayyul kayyûm ve etûbü ileyh. Esle'ü tevbete vel mağfirete vel hidayete innehu ettevvâbur rahîm. Vaffu ennâ ya kerîm, vaffu ennâ ya kerîm, vaffu ennâ ya kerîm. Vahfir lena bi fazlike ya Rahman ya Rahim ya Melik ya Kuddüs ya Hafız ya Allah el evvel ya Allah el ahir ya Allah el zahir ya Allah el batin ya Allah hayrihi ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike le ve eşhedü enne Muhammedun abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Seyyidel evveline vel ahirin. İşbalena ya Şefi'el müzdibin. Bir rahmetike ya Erhamen Rahimin. Kalallahu Teala fi kitabul aziz. Evzu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ellezina اَذَرَّائِ وَالْكَزِيمِينَ الْغَيْزَ وَالْآثِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللّٰهُ يُحِبِّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ صَدَقَ اللّٰهُ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah-u Teala says in the Quran al-Kerim, and those who will restrain their anger and pardon men, and Allah loves those who do good to others. In a hadith sharif, Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam says, anger subverts your religion as hot pepper will spoil honey. In another hadith, he says, there is nothing a believer may swallow that is so praiseworthy as the swallowing of his anger. Yet, in another hadith sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he who possesses the power to express his anger, yet restrains himself, will be honored on the day of last judgment and asked to choose his own reward. Hazreti Hasan radıyallahu anh, Şah-ı Şehidan, the grandson of Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem, had a slave. And one day, when he was serving a boiling hot soup, by mistake, he poured it all over Hazrat Hasan radiallahu anh. Expecting Hazrat Hasan to be angry, he recited this ayat. He said, and those who restrain their anger. Hazrat Hasan said, I am not angry with you. And pardon men. Hazrat Hasan said, I pardon you. And in fact, I give you your freedom. And he said, Allah loves those who do good to others. And Hazrat Hasan said, I will give you 400 pieces of silver. One of the most horrible sicknesses which the humankind has, which renders us which Allah Ta'ala has created as Ahsani Taqwim, his best creation, into a wild animal is fury, anger, qazab. The seven greater sins, according to our religion, starts with arrogance. There are two kinds of arrogance, the worst of which is to be arrogant with one's spiritual state, with one's religion, saying that I am a better Muslim than somebody else. Then is the arrogance of power, of intelligence, of beauty, of riches, etc. Then comes hypocrisy. Allah Ta'ala throws the hypocrites to the eighth lowest level of hell, worse state than those of the kafirs. Then comes envy, then comes ambition, then comes the love of the world, then comes the love of fame. And at the end comes ghazab, fury, anger. Arrogance is the mother of all sins. And anger is the outcome, the result of all sins. Is there anybody here who is going to say that I haven't been angry at my children, at my wife, at my husband, at my father, at my mother, at my teacher, at my imam, at my best friend? Now what is going on? Those are the people who we love. And then there are also people who are angry at their doctors and at their lawyers and at Mr. Obama, etc. But there are those of us even who, may Allah Ta'ala protect us, angry at God. And when you get angry, I suggest you look at the mirror. You will not see yourself. You will see a mad dog. A mad dog who has bare his teeth, who has opened his nostrils, will be looking at you. It is said that someone who is physically and psychologically and intellectually healthy, and that someone is also is a believer and a Muslim, it is very difficult to make him mad. Because another word of anger is getting mad. And indeed, one gets mad because that person has no logic and no reason at all anymore. Why does an intelligent, psychologically and physically healthy person is less apt than becoming mad? Because he is in control of his egoism. Why does one get mad? You criticize me. You say that I am not no good sheikh. I am a no good hatib. What business do I have to be here? That should make me mad. Because I feel, which I don't, that I am worth to be here to tell you what is right and what is wrong. But because I don't, if you call me these names, I wouldn't get mad at you. You criticize your wife, she gets angry. She criticizes you, you get angry. Even to your parents, which you are not even supposed to say, oof, how often have you gotten mad at your parents? Now the person who is intelligent and healthy and who is a real believer thinks of the consequences as well as the untruth, or rather the truth of the criticism. Nobody, especially who loves you, your father, your mother, your wife, your children, is not going to tell you something which is not really true. When they tell you something which makes you bad, if you are in a good shape, you will admit that it is true. And in fact, instead of becoming mad, you will be thankful to the person who criticizes you. But if you are weak, and if you are dumb, and if you are stick, you will easily get mad. Now there is one thing which is very interesting. You cannot stop anger with intelligence. All these things which I am telling you, next time when you get mad or about to get angry, if by chance you will remember, it would be too late. You would have already screamed and shouted and your blood pressure already would have hit the sky. Then the thought come after. Because anger is emotional and much faster than intelligence. So therefore, you should realize when you get mad and that you exteriorize, let's say you manifest your anger, the least you do is you destroy unity. You destroy your relationship with your children. You destroy relationship with your wife, with your husband. You destroy your relationship with your friends. You destroy the unity of Islam. In addition, you may break somebody's nose, but the least you will break his heart. And that is a great sin. What is the cure of this horrible sickness which we are all afflicted? Once in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two ashab fought. Can you imagine that? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, he said, stop. I know a word, if you would say it, the anger will leave you. أَوْذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ said he. And he said, anger is from the Shaytan al-Ayin. And Shaytan al-Ayin is made out of fire, therefore anger also is fire. And only water can put out fire. When you get angry, he said, go and take an ablution with cold water. When you are angry, if you are standing up, said he, sit down. If you are sitting down, said he, lie down. Can you imagine that if you would lie down and call somebody a bad name, it's not possible. Even forget about lying down. If when you get angry, you put yourself in this position and look at the one who is making you angry from down, how can you call him a bad name? You know? So the best psychologist couldn't give you a better advice. But remember that, as I said, that the least harm you can do when you are angry at someone is to break his heart. And that is a sin which Allah Ta'ala will not forgive. On the day of Yawmiddin, the person who you have broken his heart is going to take from you the good deeds as a return. And when you write runoff of good deeds, you will be taking his sins on you. Ya Rabbi, you have created us as ahsani taqdeer. You have given us all the equipment and all the material that we need to be a perfect human being. But you have also placed in us an ego, a nafsi ammara, to test us at each second of our lives, to test our faith in you, to test our obedience to you, to test in our faith in what you say and the resolution that we will follow what you say. That nafs, that ego inside of us, our private devil which we carry inside of us, will always tell the opposite. The test is either to follow you or to follow our private devil. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us. Amen. Have mercy on Ummat Muhammad. Amen. Have mercy upon all of humankind. Amen. And make us masters of our egos.
Amen.
And make our nafsi ammara into a Muslim.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.